This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. We go to breaking news, tragic breaking news, in Southern California. President Biden on Sunday said he is praying for the victims of the Monterey Park mass shooting, noting that it occurred in a predominantly Asian American community. Mr. Biden said, even as we continue searching for answers about this attack, we know how deeply this attack has impacted the AAPI community. Monterey Park is home to one of the largest AAPI communities in America, many of whom were celebrating the Lunar New Year along with loved ones and friends this weekend. The report goes on to say, USA Today, at least 10 people died in the mass shooting, which occurred at a dance club and was reported in the evening of the Lunar New Year festival. The driver of a white van connected to the shooting was found dead after apparently shooting himself after being surrounded by police in nearby Torrance, California. Jeff, this geography is all new to me. Where is Monterey Park from where you are? Where is Torrance, California from Monterey Park? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it might be easiest to explain if I put us in downtown LA, because people tend to know where Los Angeles is, and about 7 miles east of there is Monterey Park, and what is often called East LA. Many times people think of East LA as being a Hispanic community, but it's very diverse. In this case, you have Monterey Park, which is about 60-65% Asian, with the vast majority of those people having some sort of tie to the Chinese community or heritage. Now, Torrance is about another, you know, going the other way, about twice that distance out toward the Pacific. As a matter of fact, it's south of Los Angeles International Airport, if that's where people know it is, know the area. So, you know, you're talking a good, you know, 25-30 mile drive that this person took from Monterey Park area to Torrance, where he finally died. But this was something that, you know, kind of, you had helicopters everywhere all over L.A. You had police scouring the cities and the neighboring areas in L.A. And you really had a lot of Southern California on edge because they knew they did not have this guy. He had gotten away and he'd been sighted by many people. Fortunately, they had a good description of his van, and that's how they were able to track him down.
We don't have details, but we do know right now that the shooter is believed deceased. That's the found dead in a nearby, in a white van. We don't have motive to my reading of the news, Jeff, unless there's been something more up to date. The striking thing is, what do we know kind of weapon he used? What do we know where he's from? Do we know his age or anything like that?
What we know about his age is between probably 35 and 55. There are photos of him that have been circulating. So he tends to look like more of a middle-aged Asian gentleman, dark hair. He was about 5'8", 5'10". And there wasn't much else said about him. They didn't really have any contact with him when they were tracked him down. He was surrounded by the police, and they finally got to the vehicle, and he was already dead. So nobody heard him say anything. It doesn't appear he left any notes, at least that they're talking about right now. But we're still in that kind of, you know, fog of war, that confusion that happens with situations like this. We don't have the names of all the victims released yet, or they haven't released any of the dead. And they're still treating about 10 other people in the local area hospitals with injuries that range from stable to, you know, grave conditions. So there's still a lot going on. They're still processing the crime scene. There was to be a huge celebration there in Monterey Park, as there always is for Chinese New Year, because it's such a popular place for the local Chinese community. And people come from out of the country to go to this party, so to speak, because it's so big. And they had to basically shut down that part of the city. All the celebrations were called off, and all of the surrounding streets were cordoned off. So even people that live there could either get in or out.
I believe this is unusual for Los Angeles. Is that correct? A mass shooting like this?
Unless it's, occasionally we'll have a gang shooting that'll you know, take in a number of people. But something like this, where it was a focused attack at one or two places, mass casualties like this, it does seem rather rare. The last one that I can recall like this actually took place in Santa Barbara, up at one of the colleges there, or at least in the college town, I should say. But this one, you know, could have actually been much worse, because the suspect is said to have gone from Monterey Park to nearby Alhambra, where he went to another dance studio club and was planning to shoot up the place there, but did not shoot anybody. These places they were having these events were places where people go to learn ballroom dancing and, you know, tangos and foxtrots and things like that. Very popular in the Chinese community, especially with middle-aged and older Asian members of the community. And so it doesn't seem like it was anything that was related to gangs or any type of beef that you would see like at a dance club or anything like this. Seems like it was premeditated, because the fact that he not only chose this dance club with this age group in attendance, but also went to another dance club that was similar to it.
Southern California, Northern California, been vulnerable to the storms, the serial storms of these last days. And I'm presuming that the rain has stopped, Jeff. Are you expecting another storm?
We aren't expecting anyone anytime soon. There's been talk that maybe a week out, 2 weeks out, we might see some more precipitation. And if we can keep it out, you know, week and a half, 2 weeks, that'll be great, because it'll give some of the ground a chance to dry up. When we had that last bit of the ninth rain train that came through, it really did quite a number of areas throughout California, particularly up in Sacramento, where they just had massive amounts of trees come down there. Sacramento, its nickname is the Tree City, was just devastated. There's just millions of dollars of damage because of these trees falling over. Even after the rains had disappeared, the ground was just so saturated, it couldn't hold these trees up with their root structures. But, you know, we're talking over $1 billion of damage just in California from the latest storm. And that doesn't even include what's happening up in the mountains right now. Now, they're starting to be able to clear them out and get people in there for skiing. But some of the damage that's been done on the mountain roads by the snow and ice has been really, it's been pretty tremendous.
Further north, you sent me an item during the course of these last days about Portland, Oregon, which you visited, I believe, last summer or the summer before. It's a sad story about downtown Portland no longer being able to sustain a population. Did I read that correctly? Are people discouraged?
They are discouraged. And, you know, Portland's always been known, as much of Oregon has been, for being a very liberal city and being very protective of the, you know, the threatened populations and the homeless and such, as they call it. But when we were there, I have a son that resides in Portland. You know, we went all throughout the area there, and the number of homeless was just inconceivable. I mean, they're in Los Angeles, they're in San Francisco, San Diego. You see them out and about, but Portland, it seemed like there wasn't a city block that didn't have homeless people on it, and encampments and people dealing with mental difficulties. It was really a very sad situation. I've been to Portland a number of times, and it just seems that every chance I get to visit, the situation there gets a little worse. In this case, it got a lot worse.
Is the population exiting the way they are in parts of California, or just leaving downtown Portland and going to the suburbs?
Both. They're beginning to leave Portland, and they've just kind of thrown their hands up saying, what are we going to do about this? This is getting worse and worse. And none of the programs that we're financing, none of the compassion that we're showing, none of it is paying off. None of it is, it's only bringing more people here, and the situation's getting worse, and our, you know, money, our resources are being spread thin. It really is remarkable, because, you know, say you're in Los Angeles, you see areas around downtown LA and places where there are facilities to take care of the homeless or try to take care of the homeless. But in Portland, they're just everywhere, out in the suburbs, out on just kind of random county roads, just wherever they landed. And I think that's really what's getting to people there. And so you have people that are pulling out, you know, businesses are pulling out of Portland, just like they are out of some of those cities I talked about before, because their people don't feel safe. It's not a comfortable environment to work in or live in. And there are parts of Oregon that are very upset with the, you know, the state capitol folks, because they're saying, we're bearing the brunt for all the problems you're creating. And so you actually have parts of Oregon that are saying, we want to secede from Oregon and become part of Idaho.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.